this is Jasmine Brand here, and I have Erica Dixon of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. How are you, Erica?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's start from the beginning. Why did you decide to join the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I decided to join the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta just to do something different. You know, I've always wanted to act and model, and I'm like, you know what, this might just be my green light. So let me just do something different.
Okay. How's your life changed since the show started?
Oh, it's changed, oh, tremendously, so much. Just the recognition I get, just going out with my baby, if I'm out by myself. Some of the other perks, not having to pay for stuff. People just saying, oh, go ahead, you can have it, you know. Who doesn't love stuff that's free?
Right. So do you have to, is it to the point where you have to travel with security, or it's not that bad in Atlanta?
No, it's not that bad. We haven't got there yet. I've had, you know, people running up to me, you know, people want to take pictures and have an autograph, and that's cool. But not to the point where, I need security, nah.
Okay, so people aren't in general hostile towards you when they come up to you?
No, I haven't experienced any hostility. Well, not yet, that's what I'll say.
Okay, that's a positive. Before the show, what did you do for a living?
Before the show, I was a biller and coder, and I worked for a doctor's office by the name of N1 Wellness Medical Center.
Okay, and so I ask all the cast this, and everyone seems to say the same thing, but from a viewer's perspective, sometimes, and I see people on Twitter and people say this, like in comment section, sometimes people say that the show seems a bit rehearsed or a bit scripted. What do you have to say to that?
When it comes to people saying that it's scripted, because this is like my number one argument every day. It's not, it's that it's so real, and, you know, they may have experienced it or seen it or experienced something like it. It's like it's too good to be true. But it's real, like nothing scripted. It's reality TV. And these people that you're seeing on TV and their actions and their character, that's exactly how they are.
Okay. So there's not like a, hey, we suggest that you have this interaction, or we suggest.
It's you don't even know what you're doing. We never know what we're doing. We never know where we're going or who we're shooting with. It's you're just put in a situation. It's like, let's see how they react. So it's every bit of just reality, just people being put in a situation, and let's see what we can get from them. And okay. What you see on TV is what you get.
Okay. So it's situational, but no one tells you what to say, how to react, and how to behave.
No.
Okay.
No, however.
Okay. Now let's talk about, you know, everyone's buzzing about you and Little Scrappy. How long have you two been together?
Me and Scrappy have been on and off for 10 years.
Okay. How did you meet?
Maybe a little long. We met at a club. He was there with a couple of dudes. And, you know, I was 18, 19. And, you know, you go out a lot, you know, in those days. And so we met at a club called The Aquarium in Atlanta.
Okay. So you all have been together on and off 10 years. Mm-hmm. On Monday's episode, we saw, you mentioned that, and I think this may be a teaser at the end of, or it was somewhere within the episode that you mentioned to your mother that Scrappy had proposed to you in the past, but you know, had said no at the time. Do you regret that at all, or what made you say no at that time?
No. I don't regret at all not accepting his proposal, because Scrappy is very immature. And he has a lot of growing to do. And even when he proposed then, he had so much growing that he needed to do. Even to this day, you know, with me just realizing it, it just was bad timing. And it still is bad timing. Yes,
okay.
I wanted that, you know, eventually, but.
But it just was, the timing was not, he wasn't mature enough at the moment. Okay. So you don't, and you don't regret that at all? No.
No, no regret.
Okay. Now, at what point, and you talk about this in a little bit on the show, but I never really heard the real story from you. How did you find out about Diamond and Scrappy?
It was one of our, you know how you in and out of the relationship, y'all break up, but then you know y'all gonna get back together. It was kind of like one of those things. We were technically broken up, but this is something that Scrappy does so often. Like, we'll break up, then he'll go do something, he'll step out, he'll mess with a female, and then try to come back and say he wants his family back. And I'm like, you can't keep doing that. Well, this go around, he did it, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I called him and I asked him, I was like, so what's up? I'm hearing rumors about you and the little girl from Grandma, because these are the same, you know, kids you used to have around me, and asked me, like, how could you talk to them and give them advice, you know, as far as their music career? He's like, no, you know, what you're hearing, like, people lying. Next